Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you guys, smooth drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Miss Drama. Say hi, Miss Drama.
Hi, Miss Drama.
All right. Hi, Miss Drama. And we, of course, want you to holler at us. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. If you're a little too afraid to call in, you feel like you still want to contribute, you can email us, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. As always, every week, Ms. Drama is anxiously awaiting all the thong shots from the fellas. No?
No, not this week.
Okay, next week. Anyway. Oh, and speaking of, I'm sure there were some folks who watched the Grammys. I never do it. I heard Kanye ran up on the stage and then ran off. Mm-mm. In crazy folks typical fashion. I guess he thought about saying something, then was like, "Nah, I'm not gonna say nothing." Even though Beyonce should have won, he felt. And some guy named Beck won.
Yeah, it was crazy. I thought he was trying to be funny.
Okay.
But I don't know. Because I think he was trying to, like, make it seem like he was going to do what he did to Taylor. But I don't know. It was funny, though. It was funny. If he was being funny.
I'll take your word for it.
Well, you know, I mean, so, like, a few parts, and that happened to be one of them.
Yeah, I'm a hater, so I typically miss all award shows.
I just happened to catch it. It was on at the gym.
Okay.
So it was like
you was getting your Ebony Woman on.
You know, debut of the week.
All right.
In the house.
All right. Well, you know, there are some people. Since we're going to segue into that things that crazy people do who don't believe in what you believe in, going to the gym and working out, whatnot. They want to take that shortcut. Like my homie, well, not my homie, but a homie, Rodrigo Al, who's a 31-year-old flight attendant, born in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
He's having a 6-in-1 operation, including an eye augmentation and a procedure to cut his mouth to make his smile bigger. I guess he has aspirations to be the new human Ken doll, so he's had several plastic surgeries.
He sounds psychotic.
Yeah, he says it's very addicting.
Oh, so it's like a tattoo.
Yeah, only his body is the tattoo. He made himself look like Plastic Man.
And that's a pretty expensive tattoo.
Yep, well said of him.
But
there was somebody who was even crazier than him. This is a dude named Emilio Gonzalez is this guy named Damon Surgeon. Damon his end goal is to get silicone implants on his cheekbones, chin and cheeks, and then tattoo his face red because he wants to look like, I don't know if you ever saw that movie Captain America.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, the villain in Captain America is the Red Skull. So, homie, he cut his nose. He had his nose surgically cut so that he can look like that character, because that character doesn't have a nose and his face is red. He wants to look like the Red Skull.
Okay, like, ew.
Yeah.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah, obviously, he's not really all that concerned with dating.
Dating, I mean...
I'm just thinking that, you know, when you look like a comic book villain in real life...
Okay, hold on, let's be fair now. Some of these women are getting off the plastic surgery table looking like cartoon villains as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a perfect match.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we're not talking about Lil' Kim, but, you know.
What?
Lil' Kim kind of looked me.
No.
She looks way different.
She looks way different.
Yeah.
She still is Lil' Kim now.
Oh, she's still Lil' Kim. I'm just saying that she's a little character, too. Now. Mm. Just saying.
Yeah, because she was pretty before.
Yeah, I mean, she just, it's like, you know what? I'm too pretty, so I'm going to mess that up.
But everybody has their own idea of pretty.
Yeah.
And she saw herself a different way.
Yeah, I mean, sort of like homie. He's like, you know what? I'm just going to whatchamacallit.
No, that's different than she's redoing some features. He's looking like a skeleton and being red. That's way off the chart.
Well, he's from Venezuela, so that might be what's hot in the streets in Venezuela.
Venezuela, that's what y'all about?
Hey, that could be what's hot in the streets.
I don't believe it.
Hey, you know, some people want to look like Dr. Doom. Yeah, MF Doom. He's been Dr. Doom for years. He put on the metal mask. No plastic.
You put on a mask. There's some keywords in there. It's a mask.
Yeah. Well, some people, they don't even care about masks. Like a New York mother who was accused of threatening to bomb her daughter's high school because her daughter failed the state exam. Karen Sheeran. She pleaded not guilty to a charge of aggravated harassment.
She's ignorant.
Yeah, she heard about her daughter's test results on Tuesday and told the guidance counselor she's gonna blow up the school.
How do you fail a state exam? I thought that was just like placement or whatever.
No. You know,
how was that pass or fail?
Well, the state exam is that exam that determines whether or not your kid is going to graduate. If they do not pass that exam, they do not pass go and collect 200.
Mm.
Yes, yeah, it's one of the mandatory things. See, we didn't have that issue, but kids nowadays, they kind of have that issue.
That's what they get. That's exactly what they get.
That's what they get.
But yeah.
You co-signing on that?
I mean, these kids nowadays, they got it too easy. They got no child left behind. We didn't have that.
I mean, but they didn't have the prison industrial complex either. Where, you know,
we didn't
shut up. Yeah, I mean, we had.
We didn't. I mean, come on now.
But not like now. I mean, it's all blatant. I mean, there are more prisons than schools now. Prison is like a corporation.
Yeah, it's been that way. It's just more so pronounced.
Right. Yeah.
Right now.
They're out in the open. I mean, prisons are like Walmarts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like one on every corner. It's like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. They might as well keep building them. So, you know, like I said, but it's they have more, it's more easier for them to succeed now.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. So you tell me how it's easier for them to succeed.
But listen, first and foremost, they have no child left behind. That means you can get all F's. You're still going to pass.
Okay.
You can't even fail by failing. What the hell you mean? How is it not easier? We didn't have that. If you didn't get it, you failed.
Okay.
You went to summer school. But you have to repeat that grade. There is no more of that.
Right. But see, this is the part that I think that you are missing. There's that exam. If you do not pass the exam, you do not graduate. So, yeah, they can skip you kindergarten to 11th grade.
I don't think that's everywhere.
No, it's everywhere. Kindergarten through 11th grade, they can skip you. No child left behind. But they will leave your ass behind in 12th grade.
No.
Uh-huh. Check it out.
Mm-mm.
That is rude. See, you understand how gangster that is. That's as gangster as you can get. Like, yo, yeah, we're past you. Yo, you ain't even got to worry about it. Don't even worry about it.
The state exam, I'm sure the state exam is not, you know what I mean, rocket science.
Okay.
I work with too many, I know too many idiots.
Okay.
I deal with too many idiots a day. This test is not, you know,
okay.
That test.
All right, but see, what we're talking about here is intelligence.
No, we're talking about passing a test.
Okay.
You don't have to be intelligent to pass a test.
Well, there are some people, if you've been getting by and not being left behind pretty much your teenage life, and then you come to this test, you get left behind. That's kind of how it go. But it's neither here nor there.
Oh, it's here. And it's there.
Yeah. But, I mean... Now, before we stop with this segment, we do have to jump back in and say there's like a hall of fame of people that do crazy things, and I think this next person is in the hall of fame.
I'll be the judge of that.
All right. Well, you've heard of Snapchat, right?
I am addicted to Snapchat.
All right, well,
okay.
Miss Addicted to Snapchat, you know that you can send a Snapchat post and then it disappears, right?
Mm-hmm, that's the best part about it.
All right, well, you know, there's a guy, Maxwell Marion Morton. He was tracked down after his Snapchat post showed him with the body of someone that he murdered.
He go for that.
He was arrested for killing Ryan Morgan in his home after somebody saw his Snapchat. And see, they tell you that it goes away, but as we really know, in real life, nothing on the internet goes away.
Yeah, he's stupid for that. I mean, for murder, they're going to look into that. You set it up through your phone. It's not anonymous. You know, it's like you got jumping IP addresses. It's just, you know, you can't save it. But it's saved somewhere. And you can even still save it. You can screenshot it.
Right.
It's on somebody's story for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like...
Yeah, 1-900 indict me.
I would have loved to have seen that snap, though.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I'd be like, did he kill you? Because you would have, like, is this real or fake? Like.
Well, it was real, and he's going to go to real jail.
No child left behind.
Yep. He's definitely not going to be left behind.
Yep.
He's gonna
all the prisoners accounted for.
Right. On the front line.
He's hard for that, though.
I guess. If you
let me repeat. He go for that. He definitely up there. I don't know if that's Hall of Fame, but he's definitely up there.
You think that's Hall of Fame?
I don't know, because we ain't heard everything, so, but it's definitely up there.
Well, you Snapchat the evidence of murder for all to see. I'm just saying, if that's not Hall of Fame, it's really, really close.
He's up there.
I'm going to guess there's some people who are like, yeah, it was really stupid.
He's up there.
I'm just saying, Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame. You don't tell folks, I murdered somebody.
He probably needs a new Snapchat for his privacy. I'm sure they violated something.
Yeah. Gonna get some more things violated.
I mean.
Yeah, come here, homie. Let's talk about that Snapchat.
He'll get used to it.
All right. On that note, I think this is going great. You gonna get used to it.
Yeah. I'm helping him.
I guess it was that old Bobby Knight saying, if rape is inevitable, might as well just sit back and enjoy it.
You might as well get your thrills.
All right. On that note, we're gonna go on break. This is A Prime from the homies House of Mutants. Run closer.
Yeah. Someone beat up in the headphones. Yeah, Demo, I wanna tell you a story, man. You ain't gonna believe this, man. It's way bugged out, yo. For real. Yo, it was 6 minutes of my set and I was ready to rock. My 2020 spotted shorty with the heavenly walk. 5'5", deep dimples, mad beautiful skin. She was black and Japanese, but a beautiful blend. But sooner like this, my name is AP, her name was Natalie. Would you mind spending some time to get a rap with me? She responded cool, then we had a chat rapidly. Everything was cool, but she said she had a man. But I ain't give a damn, so I passed her my Mac anyway. Then we got on stage to entertain. When I was done, she was right in front of the stage and said, I did get music, I'ma call you someday. That's cool, you can hit my line anytime. You so fine that if I'm busy, then I'ma make time. She laughed and we got interrupted by my man. Tried to shoot him off when I turned around, she was gone. Weeks later, I was at the mall, copping Doug and Reed. Tops in the line, yes, it was right in front of me. Like, I wanted to call, but misplaced the digis. I treat you to a cinnamon bun if you ain't busy. I let her, then we had a conversation and things. We could relate on some things, had a debate on a thing or two. I must admit, Natalie was very fly, had a nice fit. Mark Jacob shades on her eyes. She took them all chuckling at one of my dreams. And what you like, Shana was exposed. I just for a moment in time. Yo, I just couldn't believe my eyes. She turned around and said, don't judge me. I know that it's looking ugly, but my boyfriend, when he got pissed off and punched me, he does it because he loves me. And I know that he's good because he bought me nice things to give me a pack of money. I said, that's stupid, but your man's really abusive. It's a shame and you shouldn't be making lame excuses. I just sighed. She wouldn't break from this guy, so I viewed it as a waste of my time. And I gave her a vibe, didn't hesitate saying goodbye. But she left a heavy weight on my mind, because later that night, I was dreaming. And Natalie bruised and bleeding, running to me. She was silently screaming, dropped to her knees bleeding. I was running at top speed, but couldn't reach it for some odd reason. I'm frustrated, irritated by this loud beeping. My alarm clock, I forgot that I was dreaming. Calm down my heavy breathing and breathe easy. Speaking the remote to turn on the TV. I turned it on and it was shocking, dude. What I saw on the Fox 6 News, it blew my mind, son.
Together you got to move. Drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word, and I'm joined by the lovely Miss Drama. That was A Prime. Run closer. And speaking of running closer, we ain't gonna talk about your run. How's your walk?
My walk?
Yeah, you have a nice walk. Do you think you have a nice energetic walk?
You talking about my walk?
Yeah, your walk.
I don't know.
Well, you know, there's a study. You know, I like to talk about these studies here.
These studies?
Yeah, there's a study, your taxpayer dollars at work, that says your walk reveals about orgasm in your sex life.
Okay, it what?
Says your walk can reveal things about your orgasms in your sex life.
Really?
Yeah, so if you have a free and confident stride, it means you have an awesome sex life. Actually, did you have a free and confident stride?
Wouldn't somebody else have to tell me if my stride is confident and free?
Technically. I think you know, because, you know, George Jefferson always knew that he was walking with some.
You know.
Just saying.
So I think, you know.
Yeah, according to this recent study, a woman's walk reveals how many orgasms she has had.
Mm.
Yeah, it says an energetic and free walk means a woman has been sexually satisfied plenty of times. A stiff walk means she shows sexual restraint.
Oh. Well, I know I don't have no stiff walk.
Okay.
So, I guess that speaks for itself. Definitely. That's only for women?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if they've done a study with men and how you could do that. I mean, a free walk. I mean, because dude could be gay getting it.
Yeah, y'all always having orgasms, so it don't even matter, really, for y'all. At all.
Really?
Really.
Okay.
It's not hard for you guys. You know, you don't have to be. Some women, like, can't do it. That happens every once in 5 years. Like, I don't know.
Oh, once in 5 years?
I mean, I'm just want to make my point that it's some women, it's hard for them.
Okay.
Right, me, it's not. I think that's, I don't know, but it's not. It's like, it's actually easy.
You have that free and confident walk, Miss Drama.
Yeah, it might be too easy. Let me, something's wrong with me.
Hold on, we have a caller.
Oh, shit.
Caller, you're hey, on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine, sir. How you doing?
We hear you.
Hey, I'm doing good. My name's Ole. Just clicked on y'all's show. I wanted to add a few things. Well, what exactly are y'all talking about? I hear y'all talking about women and the orgasm right now. Is that what y'all like talking about? This period or?
Nah, no periods. It's according to a study out of Belgium. If a woman has a free walk, she orgasms easily or has had plenty of orgasms. If she's kind of stiff, she's sexually restrained or not getting it good enough.
What I don't know. Like, when you say that, it just reminds me, like, I think black people have a free type of walk, period. You know, I'll put it this way. When I was in the military, a girl told me that most Americans, period, their whole waist is stiff, period. You know, meanwhile, while the Asians, they had a more loose walk. I would see, like, the Asian guys walk, and most American guys wouldn't walk like that because it's kind of, you know, feminine. So I don't know if I can really say that a free walk, you know, I don't know. I don't know about that. But I know when it comes to women's orgasms, I was reading an article this morning, and it was talking about all the many factors that can keep a woman from having an orgasm. You know,
right, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's harder for a woman.
But at the same time, like in the article, it was saying a lot of things that women are doing to actually prevent it themselves. And if they stop doing these things and add a few other things, then it'd be a lot easier. You know what I'm saying?
Like what?
Everything from being on the pill to taking a lot of medication. Of course, you got the stress factor. You got the nutritional factor. It's a lot of things that, you know, that play a role. Like even like with a man, like if he don't, you know, if he's not eating right, if he doesn't get enough exercise, if he's, you know, stressed out, not getting enough sleep, he's not going to be able to get it up. You know what I'm saying? So same thing with a woman, her libido, I believe that's what it's called, you know, her libido is not functioning properly. So, you know what I'm saying? It's they say it's a lot of factors that's involved with it.
All right. Well, I mean, I know, I think personally that a lot of it is mental. I mean, because you can have folks who are like, they do
right.
it more because it's like a chore as opposed to enjoying it. So I don't think that you can get as much out of it as you could if it's like, well, I got to do this to make him happy as opposed to doing it because you like doing it. You enjoy the
But that's a mental thing.
Right. That's what I started off
right.
by saying.
Yeah.
It's a mental thing a lot of times. I mean, yeah, of course, diet goes into it. I mean, you know, we here in America, you talked about being here in America, and the American diet is atrocious, to say the least. I mean, we've got places like the Heart Attack Grill and Carl's Jr. You know, we've got all these different meals that are horrible. I mean, we basically are the home base of GMO products.
Right. But even still with the nutrition, with the medicines or whatever, if your mentality can get in line in the right place, it's going to overcome whatever else is hindering you from having an orgasm. If your mind is right there in the same, if that's what you want, this going to happen.
I'm definitely like, even with myself, like being a male, you know, it's not always easy for a male to come, like, you know, believe it or not, if you're not with like the right person, like, you know, I just feel like, you know, I'm going to go to sleep. You know, it's the same thing with a male. So it's, they also say that, you know, experiences in the past, childhood experiences, a lot of people have been molested. A lot of people have been raped. A lot of people have been under, you know, religious restrictions. You know, is this good?
Mm-hmm.
Is this bad? A lot of people are not, I hate to use this, but a lot of people are not sexually free. You know, so, you know.
And that part
like
I get. Now, that part is, I get it. You can't help that part.
All
you know,
right,
like certain things you might want to do that they might not want to do. And, you know, it's just the chemistry is messed up. Like, you know, it just doesn't work.
Yeah, most definitely. And I want to thank you, Ole. That's your name, right?
Yeah, Ole.
All right. I want to thank you, Ole, for calling in. And feel free to call in and chime in anytime, man. Thanks for the call.
All right. Take care.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, agree with the call of Ole, for sure. And there's a lot of factors, you know.
Yeah. I mean, and just even that that he read that, you know, that's an awakening, you know. And it's crazy because, you know, that's something that women are interested in, definitely. But for him to be reading on it and stuff like that, I think that's good.
Well, I think if you're an intuitive man, I mean, obviously, if you want it to be good between you and anyone that you're with, you would, you know, you think you'd want to be like a student of the art. I'm just saying, if studious, you want to know what makes that person happy, how to touch that. I mean, there's a whole lot into it that brings comfort and maximizes the sensual pleasure, and to make the act even more enjoyable. It's a mental thing. Free your mind and your ass will follow. I think George Clinton said that a long time ago. Yeah.
And then he know what's up. He's smart.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Well,
Well, that was a good statistic. I mean, a good study. You made us all into some statistics.
Well, I mean, statistics or not. I mean, we have other things that play into it. Like I talked about how your cable box up. Oh, got another caller. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. Caller.
It's open up.
Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama.
Thank you. Are you guys still talking about orgasms, or you moved on to something else?
I mean, we can always talk about orgasms. I mean, do a whole show.
As a woman, my walk is pretty free, but those orgasms aren't always pretty free.
So you said they always pretty free?
They aren't.
They are not?
Stiff and stuff. They are not.
Oh, okay. See, so sometimes it is difficult. It has to be like, do you find it like a mental block, or is it like the partner? Like, what do you think?
Sometimes it could be a mental block, and then sometimes I could get like right there, and maybe my partner loses it.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, once there's a break, it's like, oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah, because it's definitely that build up. You have to have that build up and then the fireworks.
Yeah.
Bang, bang, bang. Oh, anyway.
But do you guys have any tips, though? I'm open for some tips.
What
say you?
Mr. F, the N-word?
I thought, Ms. Drama, you would have some tips. You know,
I actually don't. Like I said, I'm like a switch. Like, mine just, and I think my partners are like, it builds up their ego, because I swear it's easy for me. So I don't know.
Well, I mean, do you think that you can kind of attribute that to the fact that you, let's say, you enjoy it and you don't have any hang-ups per se?
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty open and all the everything. But I don't know. I think it's probably maybe just where my G-spot is located. It's probably just right in the front or something like that. It's like a lot of different factors down there, you know what I'm saying? Like, the caller's hurts could be in the back or the middle, and it's just not getting there as quick. It's probably something simple like that. Not that I'm just, you know, a freak and I'm going there all the time. I don't think that's it.
All right. Well, caller, we want to thank you for calling in, and I hope Miss Drama was of some assistance.
Oh, she was. I think I'll just have to get a little more practice in. Thank you.
That's some good advice.
All right. Thank you. Call. And feel free to call me.
Now, that was some really good advice. Practice makes perfect. Like, they've been saying that forever.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess it depends on who you're practicing with, because if you're practicing with the same people who don't bring that and you're not attracted, and it can kind of defeat the purpose.
Now, and you know, you had some real advice for her. As many studies as you look up and all the advice and everything, you had a couple of...
Well, I mean, for me, a lot of times it is mental, because if you mentally can conceive it, it can be. I mean, that's 90% of the battle right there.
Mhm. Yeah.
Or as I give a shout out to my homie Raul from San Diego, who once famously used to always say, I'll give you 95% penetration, but you got to earn the other 5%.
Wow.
Shout out to the mongoose.
Can I get that in writing? He make it sound real good.
Hey, that was his saying. Shout out to my homie Raul, who probably at the cigar bar right now, puffing a good one. As is his way.
That's the only way.
Yeah, but now, conversely, we were talking about orgasms, whatnot. But did you know that they got the new smart TVs out there now?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know that they're like so smart that you have to watch what you're saying. Because supposedly it's listening in on your conversation and transmitting them to a third party via a voice control feature that's meant to change the channels, adjust the volumes, and browse apps and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, because that's part of the smart TV. You can say, hey, turn it down, change the channel. Hey, look, you know, by your voice. So at the same time, while that's open, it's listening to everything that you say and shipping it off to a third party. And the clause says, please be aware that if your spoken words include personal or other sensitive information, that information will be among the data captured and transmitted to a third party through your use of voice recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So why the TV's getting smarter, we getting dumber?
Well, no, it's not about we getting dumber. It's the fact that your TV is listening to you. I mean, not only...
Right, your TV is listening to you because you simply don't want to turn it up or you don't want to turn your channel, you know? So you get lazy.
Well, my advice is, you know, the remote control is still cool.
But still, if it's... voice activated, it's gonna record.
Yeah, but I wouldn't activate the voice activation. I would just use my remote control because I can sit on the couch and it will turn the channel just as well as you saying, turn the channel.
Right.
Just as a piece of helpful advice.
But I mean, I always... Because I think Siri, I mean, yeah, on the iPhone, like, I think she the fed.
Well, I'm going to guess that Siri probably has that third party access that takes all that information and stores it for future use. Nobody knows where it goes, but
yeah.
Somebody knows where it goes. Just like they say, a third party, they don't tell you where it goes, it just... some anonymous place where everything that you say goes.
I'm going to start using that at work, a third party. But, yeah, because my phone can be sitting somewhere, and then Siri would be like, I didn't get that. And I'd be like, I'm not even using my phone. I haven't even put Siri. Like, what is she talking about? And I just think that everything is, like, recorded.
All right, so... anybody who hangs out with Ms. Drama, Siri is listening to you.
No, anybody who has a Siri, too, like me, the feds are watching.
Uh-huh. The streets is watching.
Mm-hmm.
And gossiping, which is actually something that we'll be talking about because before we go on break, I want to say anticipate over the break. We are finally going to talk about Black History Month. And in true black folks fashion, we're going to be like a week and a half late.
Niggas.
Anyway, I wouldn't say that, but we're going to be a week late, but we definitely not going to be a dollar short.
I agree with that.
All right. And on that note, we're going to get into some Killer Mike here.
Oh, I love Killer Mike.
Don't die. By my lovely co-host, Miss Drama. That was Killer Mike. Don't die. And like you said, F the police. That's all I gotta say.
That's it.
All right. And as promised, we gonna be Black History Month. But before I go into that, I do want to talk about Brian Williams, who, you know, I don't know if anybody know, he's the anchor for that NBC Nightly News. He lied about being on the helicopter that got hit by a grenade in Iraq 2003. You know, kind of made him famous and all that other stuff. End up being a lie. Soldiers have been saying, yeah, he was kind of lying.
There's no such thing as kind of lying. You need to go ask your mama. And it ain't no such thing as kind of lying. You either lying your ass off or you're not.
Yeah, he was lying his ass off. Kind of, sort of.
He kind of, sort of, so bad that he quit.
Yeah.
It's over. He ended his career because he know he been lying.
All right. Shout out to Brian Williams.
With your lying ass.
Yeah, being a role model to the kids.
Yeah, you know, that's crazy, too.
If you can't get a news story, make one up. You know, yeah, I was in Iraq, man, and that helicopter, man, it got blowed up. And, you know, I barely escaped my life. You know, I pulled my gat out, and I was shooting with the soldiers. Because that, you know, I'm gangster like that. Brian Williams.
Yeah, I always want to hear his version of what happened because it's going to be way better than the truth. Let that nigga tell me.
Yeah, and speaking of which, I want to give a shout out to, you know, this is our first edition of the Smooth Drama Black History Month report. And nowadays we talk about stop snitching. You know, stop snitching is the big thing out here. That stop snitching movement is kind of prevalent out here today. But you know, I stated earlier, in true black folks fashion, it's kind of a few hundred years too late. You know, and our focus today is going to be on James Wormley, who we shall nickname the Worm, because it sounds better.
Big Worm.
Big Worm. I mean, he's the original Worm. Now, who is James Wormley? You may ask, Ms. Drama. But let me tell you. He's the first black FBI agent, affectionately known by the late drag queen director of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, as Agent 800. Yeah. Wormley, a.k.a. The Worm, helped set off snitching on a national level for the FBI by befriending and snitching on Marcus Garvey. And by, you know, helping to ruin the UNIA, United Negro Improvement Association, and having Marcus Garvey discredited and deported. Shout out to The Worm.
Big Worm.
Yeah, didn't get the stop snitching memo at all. Even though it's kind of a few hundred years too late.
But you said he was a transsexual?
No, that was, J. Edgar Hoover wasn't a transsexual. He was a homosexual.
Yeah, didn't he like to dress up or something?
Yeah, so I said drag queen.
Oh, you called him a drag queen.
Called him a drag queen, because he kind of was.
Yeah, if you get down, you...
Yeah, it was documented that he would wear the dresses, put on the lipstick and the makeup. He was 100% in.
I mean, like many before him and many after him.
Right. But, I mean, I want to keep the focus on Mr. Wormley, the Worm.
Big Worm.
Yeah. Agent 800, who befriended Marcus Garvey, became his best friend. And sold him out for whatever the hell J. Edgar Hoover gave him. Yeah. We'll just put that out there.
Wow.
Yep.
But I mean, it takes more than one. We can't blame Big Worm for all of that.
Well, no, see.
You can't let everybody in your circle and let everybody know.
Well, but you see, here's the thing. Big Worm Big Worm was, you know, he was appointed as a special agent November 19th, 1919.
I was
supposed to say. Yeah. Yeah. And during his time, he served in New York, Pittsburgh. And he actually, you know, he claimed his African ancestry, even though he kind of looked Europeanish. And he was trusted as the guy who registered all incoming correspondence from all over the world. So he had access to all the information. And he was the adjutant general in the African Legion, where he had all the information gathering activities. So all the info that he got, he sent it to his drag queen boss.
Well, I just, you can't, it's, how do we hear of all these things, how they get infiltrated from the inside?
Yeah.
You have to.
But, you see, this is, I point this out because, you know, we always hear the stop snitching, stop snitching. I mean, and now it's like, don't snitch on crack dealers in the hood. I'm like, nah, go back in time and don't snitch on Marcus Garvey and some of the other people who we'll be talking about next week in our second edition of Stop Snitching a Few Hundred Years Too Late.
Well, I don't believe in that movement.
I don't either. But it's a movement nonetheless that I feel should talk about.
Yeah.
And
probably.
We kind of will. Because, you know, it.
There's more?
Oh, no, it's once a week. Once a week, we gonna make sure. I mean, I don't really believe in Black History Month, not because I don't believe in Black folks, but it's like I'm Black all year. I don't need a month to tell me. Even though I do, I love Frederick Douglass, who it was actually, you know, in honor of. I mean, you read Frederick Douglass's autobiography, great man, actually knocked a few people out so he can get his freedom.
Yeah.
I can respect that. You know, he put hands on some folks so he can get free. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't need the shortest month of the year to proclaim my Blackness. I kind of do it all year.
Every day.
Nope.
365 Black.
Yeah, no disrespect to those who won't celebrate. I'm with you, you know, just highlight it for the kids, you know. Martin Luther King, he had a dream.
Yeah.
Yep. And his dream didn't have nothing to do with Gabriel Union. Gabriel Union. I said it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Gabrielle Union, you know, she was talking about the challenges of landing a smart comedy role for Black women. She saying that, you know, they kind of want you like to coon just a little bit.
You know? They want you to what?
Yeah. In these are her words. There's not a lot of smart comedies where they want a Black woman. They want us shucking and jiving and cooning. They're most comfortable having a Black woman, she admitted during an interview on a radio show.
Mm.
Yeah, so she said, so to get a role like a Tina Fey, smart, edgy, more cerebral humor, no, they're going to go get Tina Fey. They're going to go get Amy Poehler. They're going to get Rashida Jones, that crew. So she's like, you know, saying that you don't necessarily get a chance to do smart comedy, which I think for the most part, you can say that across the board. But, you know, as she said, highlighting Black women in particular in the Hollywood fraternity.
Yeah. Well, it's good she's speaking out against that, I guess. But, you know.
I mean, because it's like I've always said, you know, like Madea. I mean, I think Madea does a disservice to black women in particular, not just because there's a guy who keeps dressing up as a woman and that's supposed to be funny, which it's not after the 45th time. I didn't think it was funny the first time, but whatever. And I've always thought, I'm guessing there's a whole bunch of black women who won't say it because they probably, they get the star in the movies, whatnot. But I'm guessing they're saying, yeah, we probably did that Madea just as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
Or better.
It's crazy. It's their idea of, you know, what it is. And yeah, I know it's a mixture of people. And yeah, I know it's people that are exactly like that, but. Yeah, for him to play it is, I don't get it.
Yeah. No, I mean, we know that, I mean, there's a countless amount. Are you killing people over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to Snapchat it for you later.
All right. Y'all heard it here first.
Stop snitching.
Oh.
You can't make up your mind.
Yeah, I know. I stopped right before the act of snitching. Like, I was about to say it, but you know what? It's not right. That's snitching.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I do not want to be associated with the worm.
Big worm.
Big worm in the house. But anyway, I mean, the whole cooning, the playing demeaning roles. I mean, even the arguing at the Grammys and all the award shows, hip hop awards. I mean, for me, like, whatever. I mean, why beg somebody for something that you can do yourself to stop? I mean, you can kind of stop it by just recognizing your own and not recognizing anybody else's. I mean, because if you need somebody else to validate you, and you kind of lost anyway. I mean,
right. You've already lost. You're not even, and it's crazy to me, like, I just, and then, you know, not only that, but they're still going to participate. You know, you're still going to help and make this the one of the biggest events of the year every year. So it's like you're too scared to break free for real. You don't want to really be free.
What? You freedom? Master, that's good. What you talking about?
I heard that. All
right. Well, now?
I heard that.
My freedom. What am I going to do with freedom?
Hmm.
That don't make no sense. Yeah. So that's the unique position that we in. You have everyone watches you and mimics you, and you still complain about recognition when you kinda already have it.
Yeah, but you know, if it's not what you want, it's so close to nothing. Yeah. If it's not exactly what you want, it might as well be nothing.
Well, I mean, you got to quit asking for the people who want to exploit you recognition.
Yeah.
Just my opinion.
That'll take about 1,000 more years of evolution.
All right. No, that note from Ms. Drama. I missed the F to N word. This is another smooth drama experience. Mahalo.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. is the lady with her hands
up. Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drummer,
together you got
the move.
Drummer.